Day. This week's Towaway has been sponsored by Sid Goldschmidt of Fairlawn, New Jersey, in honour of Adam Lasky, Joey Joseph, and the Start Your Day, the Towaway website. Kof Hey Tammuz, Wednesday the 27th of July, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Rochel Mevake Albarnejo.
Woman told us that they're here and all that are listening in. We're now starting the second week of the Binyan Tzorim, the time of national mourning of Klal Yisrael. We have to know what's expected of us and what we have to try and do to be Makar of the Geula. I'd like to start off with the famous Psukim in Yirmiyah. Kiyoma Hashem Kul Baromu Nishma. The Rabban Shem says, I hear a noise, I hear a voice in Roma, whether Roma was a high place or was the name of a place. We shouldn't discuss that. Rochel Mavakal Bonel. Mama Rochel. Rochel is crying about her children. She sees Golus. She sees what Klal Yisrael are going to go through in Golus. And in hindsight, we can understand why she's crying. She refuses to be comforted about her children, and they're not here. So the Rabban Shem says to her, and the Rabban Shem consoles her, Kayoma Hashem, Mini Koylech Mibechi Venaich Midimo. Stop crying. Stop raising your voice. Yishsocha Lipulosech. No, Hashem. There will be reward for your Pula, which Chazal tell us, giving over the Simonim to Leah, should be rewarded for that. And in Rochel's Chus, Klal Yisrael will be the Shovim Eitzayev, will come back to enemy territory. And then the Pasuk carries on, V'yesh tikva l'achriseich mum Hashem. The Rebbe Shem comforts Rochel by saying, Yesh tikva l'achriseich, there will be a hope. There will be an end to the Tzoretz. And again, V'shovu bonu l'gvulam, Klal Yisrael, the children will come back into the original borders. So I'd like to share with you a gewaltige Wort from the Tzlach. In the Tzlach in his Droshes, Drush Yud Ches, was a Drush which he actually gave secondary Rosh Hashanah, it's the Haftarah of secondary Rosh Hashanah, it's Pesukim in Yirmiyah. The Tzlach comments and points out that there's a Kefelus in the Pesukim. In Roch, when the Rebbein Shem starts off, Rochel says, Rochel mevake al boneho. She's crying about her children. And she says a second time, Me'ano li nochem al boneho keinen. She could have said, Me'ano li nochem. What's the action? What's the second? What's the kfeilus? What's the arichas? This is the second time al boneho. When the Rebbein Shem comfort says again, Kiyoma Hashem, yeshsoche lepulosech, v'shovu me'etzoev, Klal Yisrael will come back. And again, there seems to be an emphasis on the whole concept of bonim, and there seems to be a kfeilus over here. Rochel was worried about 2 points, and the Rebbe Shem comforted her. So the Tzlach says as follows: Rochel imenu with nevuah saw what might happen to Klal Yisrael, and she was worried on 2 scores. She was worried, first of all, whether there will be a king to Klal Yisrael. As we know, Chazal say that Klal Yisrael is compared like Achas be Shivim Zeivim, one little lamb among 70 wolves. And the 70 wolves are there to pull this sheep apart. They're proactive. They're trying to pull Klal Yisrael apart. Will there be a schus kim to Klal Yisrael in the long golas that Klal Yisrael have to endure? Will there be an end? Will Klal Yisrael survive golas? Then she was worried about the second thing. Even if Klal Yisrael are going to manage golas, they'll survive. But what shape? What will they look like? Will there be Bonero? Will there be my children that I'm proud of? Will there be my children that I've got to shaykhus to? Will it be my children that I feel that there's some continuity of clients or what it means, boy? So she says, first of all, she first of all says, Rochel Mavakel Boneo. She's crying about her children. She doesn't see any hope for Klal Yisrael. She sees that the seeds of destruction that the woman's oil on will tear Klal Yisrael apart physically and will tear them apart spiritually. There's a famous verse from Beit HaLevi. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Pas vayishlach. So the Mephoshim comment, everyone knows that Yaakov had a brother Esav. What's miyad ochi miyad Esav? So he says that there's two forms of attack that the Ummah Soilam attack Klal Yisrael. One is with Esav, with the Amterishas, with the Chabach of Tichya, with its terrorists, whatever it should be, to physically annihilate Klal Yisrael. There's another form, a much more subtle form, the union of Miyad Ochi, with friendly. Break down barriers. If you break down barriers, then there's a spiritual destruction of Klal Yisrael. Those in the know say that more Yidden Nebuch have been lost to assimilation since the World War than during the war. That's the Ochi. So on a similar idea, Rochel was crying on two schools. Rochel Mavakal Boneo, and then she said again, Me'amel Inochim al Boneo. So now the Rabbi Hashem comforted her. Kayoma Hashem min Yitelich Mibechi, the Shomet of Kaz will come back. There will be a Klal Yisrael to redeem. Not just will there be a Klal Yisrael, there will be a survival of the Jewish nation. There will be bonim, there will be children faithful to Yiddishkeit, faithful to the whole ideals of the Olmos and the Emoros. When we talk about the Jewish continuity, when we talk about Achrayus and Golus, it's not just to ensure that there should be Jews in the world. We have to try and see that there should be Bonim. And that's what I want to discuss. The concept of being Bonim Lamot, being the faithful children. There's an interesting tefillah. We say it every time at Sherev Brochus. Sois tosis v'sogel ho'akoro. It could be understood as being a mispal for barren people that haven't got children. On the chuppah, we hope that this new young couple setting up a home will have children. It's klonish tosi. Rashi in Ksuvos explains, says tosis v'sogel ho'akoro is referring to Beit HaMikdash. Im le'alis Yerushalayim alo yisim chosi. Yerushalayim without children is called makoro. Isha akoro v'le'yolodo. Sois tosis v'soge lo akoro v'kibut boneho lo seicha v'simcha. We're asking that the children will come back again to Yerushalayim, come back there to Yisrael. Baruch ato Hashem sameach tziyem b'voneho. Tziyem will be happy with its children. In the Haftarah, Rachem al tziyem ki beis chayeinu v'laluvas nevish teishia. Again, Baruch ato Hashem sameach tziyem b'voneho. Someone once pointed out an interesting observation on the subject of discussion today. It's again the fifth brocha. In the Sheva brochas, it's the fifth brocha. And in the Kriyas HaTeira, before and afterwards, and in Birchas HaTeira, it's also the fifth brocha. Al Koponim, whether it's in Kriyas HaTeira, whether it's under the chuppah, whether it's in Sheva brochas, there is a Nusach HaBrocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Sameach Tzim Voneo. Tzion will be happy with its children. We say Nachim. We hope that this year we won't have to say it. Ki Isha Akola Yelodo. We say, Ha'aveilom Ibli Boneo. Yerushalayim is sad, is in mourning about the children. She hasn't had any children. We go to Yerushalayim, it's fully populated. The question is, are they Boneo of Yerushalayim? What does it mean, Boneo? Are they faithful? Are they children that the Rabbi Hashem was proud about, that Tzion is proud about? We daven many times. we say kerachem of albonim. That just like a father's got mercy on his children, avinu of rachamim. In order to be zeicha to this special rachamim of rachamim, we have to be bonim amokim. And only when we are bonim lamokim, then we can ask for this tefillah. Not so long up till Rosh Hashanah. Im kivonim, im kavotim. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, look at us. Sometimes the Rabbeinu judges people as bonim, and some kavonim. If we're bonim, rachamim krachim of abonim. Im kavonim, and endechosluyas. So there's a special schooler. If we can be called bonim lamokim, then there's a natural feeling of rachamim, of mercy, and there's a natural midas for rachamim, which the Rabbi Shem uses for his bonim. What does it mean, bonim lamokim? The Chazal, the Gemara, says as follows: Im oisim ritzayne shel mokim, we call bonim. We do the wish of our father, of the Rabbi Shalom, then we're bonim. Ein oisim ritzayne shel mokim, we're not bonim. We're kurim avodim. If we're not oisim ritzayne shel mokim, then we're like avodim. So the question is, if you're not oisim ritzayne shel mokim, you don't listen, you're not a good avod either. An avod has to work. He's got his schedule, he's got his jobs that he has to do. If he doesn't do his job, he's not a good avid either. So what does it mean? I know he's in Tzayi Shemokim, I'm an avid. So Bitzel Petzelburg, Keich Ve'ayir, one of the sort of Salantus Prime Talmidim, explains Pshat as follows. The emphasis is on the Tzayi Shemokim. There's many people that listen. An avid also listens, he has to listen, he's commissioned to work. And if he's faithful, he's reliable, he does his job. He's a work to rule. I do what I have to do, and I'll try and get back by the minimum. I'm not out just to please my master in most cases. I work because I have to work out, that's what I've committed myself to do. Ritzayne shalmokim means I don't wait to be asked. A father can sometimes ask a child, bring me something to drink. Bring a glass of water as well. If he knows his father likes a certain beverage, whether it's a coffee, orange, or whatever it is, he'll bring it. A child won't even wait to be asked. If I know that's what my father wants, I want to do it. So the same as in mitzvahs. There's many times we can get by with a minimum. But are we interested in getting by with a minimum? If we just get by a minimum, we just have to do it because we don't have even averus. That is a pchin of ein oisim ritzayne shel mokim. Whenever we're reliable, we do the minimum. There's no mesias nefesh, there's no simcha shel mitzvah, there's no going out of our way. We're happy when we don't have to do it. Someone that's a pchin of oisim ritzayne shel mokim, I want to know what my father's wish is. I want to please him. I don't wait to be asked. I do it with an ava, I do it with a simcha. Sometimes even mesias nefesh. That is a b'chin of a ben, of oisim ritzayne shel mokim. I know what the wish of my father is, I know what the Rabbi Shem wants of us, and I try and do whatever I can. Saw recently a very interesting pshat, or posh pshat, I would say, in a part of tefillah that's usually said in an undertone and as quick as possible. Maidim drabonu. And there's something very interesting in Maidin Drabon. We thank the Rabbi Nishalayim. We say as follows. In Maidin Drabon, we say, Yitzayin Yitzayin Reishis. And we thank the Rabbi Nishalayim. You kept us alive, you sustained us. Then we ask about Kosher. And it's interesting because it's not even the tansis of the main Maidin. Kein Tchayenus Kaimenu. I want that you should keep us alive and sustain us. Bring us back to Beis Hamikdash. It's a tefillah. I want to come back to Beis Hamikdash. Gathering all the goliaths, all those in exile, for why? What are we going to achieve? Lishmei chukecho v'lasa yisritzeinecho olamtcha b'nei v'sholim. Why? What do I want? I'm asking for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I'm asking for Kibbutz Goliath. Sesiv go yisin l'chatzit kochecho. Two things. Lishmei chukecho tkib yo mitzvahs. There's so many mitzvahs that we can't do in Golas. Chovetz Chaim makes a cheshbon. He wrote a special one of his last kuntresim. He wrote, Sigal mitzvah kotze. Can you do have 248 mitzvahs? Chovetz Chaim says, and nowadays in Golas we can't be mekayim all the 77 mitzvahs out of 248. And out of the 365 lavim, only 194. Well under half. So we want Beis HaMikdash, because then we'll function, we'll be able to function properly as a fully fledged Yid. Be mekayim all mitzvahs. Lishma chokecha. But even in the mitzvahs that we do, in Golus is difficult. We've got no divine inspiration, we don't see Ruach HaKodesh, we don't see Nisim, Gluyim. So we ask, I want Beis HaMikdash for 2 points. Lishma chokecha. But last is Ritzoincha, I want to be able to do your wish of Antcha B'Lev HaSholim. In Golas, there's so many kashas, so many problems, so many tirdas. We can't be mekayim amitzus in the way that we would like to do it. So we ask the Rabbeinu Shalem, kein chayenus kaimenu v'sas v'leiseinu, for what? For what reason? Lishma chukecha v'lasus v'sas v'lotach v'leiv v'shalom. We want to be b'chinav ben. We want to be able to experience, we want to be able to see. We want to be able to feel k'dusha. We want to be able to feel l'ashgocha protis. Because we want to be bonim. In Golas l'chol apochas, if we've got the shifa to be bonim, we're already halfway there.
Why can't we keep all the love?
A lot of them are not telling Beis HaMikdash.
Shmita.
Chavetz Chaim makes a chesh. How do we become bonim l'amokim? Chazal tell us the mission of us. Chavivim Yisrael shenikra bonim l'amokim. Klal Yisrael, a beloved to the Rabbein Shem, we call bonim l'amokim. Bonim atim l'ashem l'keicha. The next stage, the final stage is Chavivim Yisrael shenikra klechenda. Klal Yisrael is special by the Rabbein Shem. He gave us a klechenda, he gave us teida. Through Teira, through Limudat Teira, through Achzokis Teira, we become Bonim Lamokim. We're doing what the Rebbe wants of us. Each one in our own way. Whether it's the Kfiyas of a Teira way in the morning to start off the day learning, whether it's the Kfiyas at night, some that are Zeicha to learn more hours during the day. The Chaviv in Yisoshin and Klechemta. That is what we do besides the Kiyam HaMitzvahs. That is the thing which helps us to become the Bonim Lamokim. So a pshat recently, the gam es noyach ba'avo zacharto, that if gedev dva yishuv rachamim, the Rabbi Shem remembered noyach ba'avo. What did noyach do? So I saw an interesting pshat. Chazal said that noyach loma teira. Through noyach loma teira, the Rabbi Shem remembered him ba'ava. Noach was one that started being a fasting teira. Noach loma teira, as Chazal tell us. So that was a sibba. Gamas noach ba'ava zocharta. The more shaykhs we've got to limit our teira, the more we're bonim lamokim, and the more that we're bonim lamokim, we can daven to the Rabbi Shach men krachim of our bonim. We find even by Fingashmi that we've got to realize we're bonim lamokim. And if we find that in the physical sense, Allah has come in the spiritual sense. Bonim atem l'ashem l'keicha. Never is also chanesh treffen. Someone loses a near relative. So Torah tells us, lois is good, don't cut yourself up. Lois is good, don't cut yourself up. So Rashi says, what's that? Don't want that to Hashem Lekechem. Your sons of the Rishon, your royal family. It's not nice, it's not kvodesh or melech to go around like that. This is going to do. It's not kvodesh or melech, you're b'nei nochim. That is why I think Gashmi. Beis Ruchni is much more. There's many different levels. Avad Boroisha Boshenis keep mitzvahs. We're not just proud that we're Jewish, we're proud that we're practicing it. We keep mitzvahs. We want to do a mitzvah. We try and learn when we can. There's a Rashi, the end of Parshas Kedoshim, that the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us as follows. The end of Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says, I want you to separate, to differentiate between a behemah tmei and teira. Bein oif hatomei latoi. That's pasuk chapter chav pasuk chav hay. End of kedusha. The next pasuk v'yisem li kedusha kodesh oni ki kodesh ani Hashem. Again v'avdil eschem min amim li esli. I've separated you from all the nations of the world to become mine. So Rashi says, it's a test king. If you're separate from Umas Olam, you're mine. And then you go into Golus. So the Torah is telling us, you want to be mine? You want that I should associate myself and look after you specially? Shali? You're my chosen ones, and I'm going to look after you in my own special way? That's a condition. You have to be moved on. You've got to be moved on from the Umasai. For Avdil Eschem Na'amim Liyo Isli, Im Atem Moved on in Mehem Ayatim Shali, and if not, not. Nebuchadnezzar's two paths. Either you're in the Rabbanshim's camp, or you're in the Nebuchadnezzar of Chaveiroth. I'd like to add something. On the previous Pasuk, Yevdaltem Ben Habhim Atoyer Latmeya. So Rashi says as follows. Ein tzorach leima bein por lachamoy. The mitzvah of Havdoli is to use, to differentiate. There's a klal in Chazal, im ein deo Havdoli minayin. So Yishalmi, we say atochin hamtonim, we tzor Shabbos, and the bruch of atochin on gaz. Im ein deo, if there's no seichel, you can't differentiate. Between the black and white, you don't need much seichel. Any seichel at all. You see, stark facts, you see clearly. This is a bench, that's a table. You see very clearly. The mitzvah of Havdolah, tell us Chazal, is not when you see clearly to pour him with a hammer. Because they are Muvdolim and Nikoyim of them, it's not a mitzvah. If the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Yivdalten, somebody showing him a moment, it is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Havdolah, it can't be when it's so clear as a pour him with a hammer. Muvdolim v'nikolimem. Elo. Bein toir loch l'tmei loch. Nishchat rubay shal simen l'nishchat chetzir. Two behemoths, both behemoths kshedas, and the both had shchita. One at 50%, or 49.9, 50%, and that one's 50.1%. The kamo. Bein rubay l'chetzir m'l'asayra. Many a time the Havdolah between Tomei and Torah is a Luchot HaSaira, and that you need Seichel. In a day Havdolah Minayin, you won't notice it. You've got to look carefully. You've got to look with open eyes. Objective. V'Yivdaltem Ben Abayim Alatoy Latmeya is even a Luchot HaSaira, and that's when the Mitzvah Havdolah is. If the next pasuk says "Va'avdil eschem na'amim liyisli," there has to be the Havdolah ben Yisrael lo'amim, and the Havdolah ben Yisrael lo'amim is the kriveya, is the criteria on Yishali on the Nebuchadnezzar chaveirov. If we want to be bonim lamokim, belong to the Rabbi Yishalaylam, that he looks after us, we want to be his, then there's a condition. Avadil has to be kima mitzvahs, and avadil has to be limud ha'Torah. We've got to have the Torah values. But the Torah tells us a new condition. The Abdul Esam, there has to be this Havdolah ben Yisrael Amin. But just like in the previous post, when we're talking about Havdolah, it's always black and white. There's what you call a grey area. There's many things that are difficult to see and to touch up. Is it Yiddish? Is it Goyish? You can ask something like Yichut Achayra. Of them is Eichot Dole Mitzvah. Or the Chiyuv. Vo'av Dele Eschem No'amim Li Yisli. To differentiate, to realize this is Yisrael, that's Amim, that's Kodesh, that's Chayu, that's Tomei, that's Toi. So the difference between Ben Yisrael and Amim, those of them, for that we need Abdullah, we need Das. And the Das comes through Teda. And the Adas of Teda is the only thing that can be Kaveh for us. If we don't know, we have to ask. We've got to ask our Abonim, our G'day the Teda. They're the ones that have got the eyes. They're the Eini Ha'ido to be able to see clearly what's right and what's wrong. What's Amim and what's Yisrael. And sometimes it's Chut HaSaida. And sometimes for the layman, he can't even see the difference. If this doesn't help a microscope either. You need clear sight and clear vision of the G'dayla Adayl to tell us what's Shili, what is Yisrael, what's Amim. There's a sefer called Leket Rishimus from Nosen Vachveik, that was Mashkiach in Lakewood. And he says, Adov Neira. Yesh le kabola ish mi pi ish for Rabbi Shur Leib Diskin. Shur Leib Diskin gen goina goinim. Beis Halevi said about Rabbi Shur Leib Diskin, there were all titles finished, that's when his titles start. Shulei Diskin. So Nosson brings Yeshli Kabbalah Ishmi Pi Ishmi Shulei Diskin. Then the time of the Sof HaDayos will be a lot of Tzors and Karisol. And who will be saved? An Elchayit. So he says, what's Pshat an Elchayit? The one that's Muvdil Menu'amim. Muvdil Menutuk Menu'amim. We live in our own world. In the Jewish world. Not what's called in the Jewish world of inverted commas. This Havdolah ben Yisrael Amim, that ensures us. That's our Suskim and Klat in Gomez. And that only those will be saved. They are the Bonneho that Rochel was worried about. Rochel me'an in Lochem al-Bonneho. And the Rabbein Shem comforted Shalom Etzaye, in what shape? How will we look in Gomez? And we know how difficult it is. And the Rabbi Nishan told Yeshtikul Achisa, there will be Bonim that will come back. And when Mispala Mesameach Tzim Bevoneo, that Tzim will be happy with its product, with its children. It won't be Avelim Ibli Boneo, there will be Bonim that will come back. We have to try and be one of those Bonim. We have to realize what it means, Bonim Lamokim. Biologically, through our genes, we're Jewish. That alone is not enough. To be bonim lamokim is a commitment to Torah. It's a way of life. It's the ratzonish lamokim. And together with that, or above all, realizing this, you saw it. Imatim uvdolim and akum hayatim shali. You want to be mine. You want to belong to me. You want that I should look after you like a precious child. And we want to be Zeicha, to be one of those that Rochel be able to point a finger, yes, I can see a group of people here. They're my Bonim. And there will be those. We have to try and be Zeicha to be part of that group. Of the Shav Bonim Ligvulam, the Mesamech Tzim Vonel. End off. The piyut of Yidid Nefesh gives us a different insight. Piyut of Yidid Nefesh, as we know, is written by the Charedim 400 years ago. 400 years ago, the Charedim. Well, this piyut is different. The Schoes, but basically, it's Yidid Nefesh. Yidid Nefesh over Achamon. We ask the Rabbein Shem over Achamon. Meshoich Avdecha Ritzaynecha, pull me towards your Rotzen. Your Rutz Avdecha should run to do your wish, the Rutzayn Yishol Mokim. Nafshi Cheles Avosecho, I'm ill. I'm yearning for your Ava. And I'm trying as much as possible in Golus to be this Bonim. Refon Allah. Vosig Yemun Orachamecho V'chusun Abayn Avecho. Have pity, have mercy on us. I thought this you're doing Ila. You've done Ila Fanomad in Yeshiva. Have mercy on us and our children. What are our children going to experience? What are your enemies going to experience? What are Klal Yisrael going through? Yet the Tyre and the Shom is exposed to so much. Have Rachmonas, what are our children going to look like? What are enemies going to look like? We are Ben and we want to be your beloved one. Habrachmonas. He golen of Frois Chavivi Olai, Mahe Eoif Kivomayet. The Rabban Shem's Eoif, the Rabban Shem loves us. And we want to be the Bonim Lamokim. Hurry. Mahe Eoif Kivomayet, Vichonenu Kimeoilam, favors like Amol. We want to be back in your books. Last is the Tzencha Lotte Bleva Sholem. We should be Zeichem, Yitz Hashem still this year. To be of the Nechomasim Yerushalayim. We should be the Bonim that the Rabban Shem will be proud of. Yeah.